Hello?
Hi, my friend with Malaysia.
Yeah.
Hi, Malaysia. My name is Aaron. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Let me ask you, do you think, this is a weird question, but do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. Now, when were you born? What's the year of your birth? Because it has to be, go ahead, I'm sorry, 1990? Is that correct?
No, 1990
what? Yeah. Go ahead.
1991, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
I'm Latino.
You are? You consider yourself Mexican, Mexican American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican? Or
Cuban.
What is it?
Cuban?
Cuban?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your race? White, black, African American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic. You already told me Hispanic, right? So, okay, thank you. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future, do you feel negative or positive?
I actually feel negative about my future.
Okay. And now, how about the future of the planet?
Sometimes I think the planet's going to be good, but then sometimes I think nowadays it's just going to be bad.
Okay, so right now, how you feel, negative or positive about the planet?
Negative.
Thank you. And how about the future of the country, the U.S., USA?
Oh, that's already downhill. Yeah, negative.
Thank you. Okay, and how much power do you feel young women have to make change and issues that matter most to the community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to the community. And you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Jim.
Thank you. And of the following issues, which three do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to read you a list. I just need three of them. The one that you feel that are the most important: abortion access, racism and discrimination, healthcare, education, immigration, climate change, national security, crime, mental health, economic and cost of living, gun violence, student loans. Which of these three are the that you feel that are the more important to you?
Student loans, mental health, and crime.
Okay. Crime, mental health. What was the first one you said?
The last one you said.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most? I'm going to read you a list: improving or maintaining physical health, economic security and financial independence, contributing to positive change in your community, caring for senior family members, relationships like romantic partnership or friendships, hobbies and free time activities, your education, improving or maintaining mental health, having or caring for children? Oh, man. Come on, man. Alicia, you said that you were Hispanic, but she's not. Oh, shoot.